A simple demonstration shows why so many snowmobilers love carbide studs and so many others hate them. Witness this encounter between a new carbide, here between thumb and index finger, and a clean desktop. The stud is the pro wrestler of traction devices. It grabs whatever's offered. For snowmobilers, that means tight turns on packed snow, quick stops on glare ice. If there's pavement just under the snow and ice, it gets gouged. Crow Wing County Highway Engineer Dwayne Blank says wherever studs hit asphalt, crossing roads, following trails, the asphalt loses.
It seems to accelerate that deterioration of the pavement. If that's 5 years or 6 years or 3 years, I think that's the difficulty in predicting that. But clearly, when moisture enters, it can accelerate the deterioration of the pavement and lead to the birth of a pothole.
Carbide studs were first assailed in 1996 when cyclists and inline skaters came off the Paul Bunyan State Trail grumbling of bumpy rides. The trail then was almost new. 50 miles of it, stretching north from Brainerd, had recently been paved. The specter of smooth, state-funded asphalt turning to rubble in the name of traction prompted the DNR to ban studs from the Paul Bunyan Trail. Later, the ban was extended. Stud use almost anywhere in Minnesota now requires a $50 fee. Though it's by far the nation's most restrictive stud law, some snowmobilers say it's fine with them.
I agree with it. I don't think there should be studs allowed.
On a day too cold to ride far, Vicky's group has holed up at the American Legion in Pequot Lakes. Parked outside are 9 snowmobiles, none with studs. The consensus here, studs lead to overconfidence and bad driving.
Maybe they're just driving too fast. Think about it, 80, 90 miles an hour, there's no seatbelts even.
None of my friends have had studs and they've been snowmobiling for years. I think it's all in your own control. If you control your own sled, then you don't need the studs as long as you're driving safe.
But many snowmobilers disagree. Safety, in fact, is the first argument of those who want the ban repealed. The lobby group MIN USA cites research. Studded machines really do stop faster and handle better than non-studded under some conditions. Brett Hardy drives and sells snowmobiles at a Brainerd dealership.
The thing is that the guys that ride fast are not going to slow down because they don't have studs. And if you meet those guys on the trail, do you want them to have studs or not? You know, because if they have the studs, they're going to have more control and they're going to be able to avoid you easier.
The second argument is economics. In Itasca County, commissioners just adopted a formal position in favor of delaying the stud ban 5 more years. The position doesn't affect state law, it just makes a point. Snowmobilers are too important to the economy to be chased elsewhere by excessive laws. Other county boards and chambers of commerce have done the same. 5 years, a Grand Rapids chamber official said, would give manufacturers time to come up with an answer. A plastic stud, for example, that grabs like carbide without tearing up asphalt. On Gull Lake, north of Brainerd, entrepreneur Sean Hargith is trying to develop that answer first. This morning, he's doing research, taxiing out onto the lake, then roaring back toward a stretch of glare ice and locking the brakes at high speed. Hargith's snowmobile track bristles with studs of his own design. Instead of spikes, they're pyramids. Instead of carbide, a nylon composite. He calls them diggers with a Z.
What we're looking at right here is where a diggers or a composite stud went across, and it is penetrating the ice. And right next to it is the carbide, which is also penetrating the ice. It's a little deeper, but the composite still gives you traction on glare ice.
Hargith has spent 2 years developing these asphalt-friendly studs. Before all the talk of repealing the ban, he hoped diggers would simply step into the vacuum left by carbide. That looks unlikely now.
I am nervous, but I think we have a quality product. Everybody is waiting to see what happens with the law.
Repeal legislation was introduced the first week of the session. Some version of it is expected to pass easily and be signed by Governor Ventura. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.